All right, so moving on to item 10, which is our report from the Audit Committee Chair, John, on the June 8th Audit Committee meeting. And I know we had an earlier summary, so you can do with it however you want to handle it.
I'm going to summarize the summary, as everybody already has the summary. Your committee met with Brooke, went in great depth through what we heard summarized today by Andy and Brooke. I can summarize from that that we have a clean opinion. That is the gold star. That is the goal. On our financials for 2021, there were no material weaknesses or deficiencies. And of course, they issued an unmodified opinion. And finally, they had no noted internal control deficiencies. They did not actually have an audit of the internal controls, which is the norm, by the way, that they don't. But if they noted any deficiencies, that would be brought to our attention. They did not. So it's as clean an opinion and set of supporting documentation as I believe we could hope for. And Gail and Henry and team get great credit for their role in putting this together. That's, I think, reasonably covers what we did at the meeting.
John, if I could add just one thing, it's probably well known to this group, but so much of this work was done virtually at this point and from a distance. And it added, in my opinion, a considerable amount of complexity to the job that where there's frequently face-to-face conduct or connections between these folks. And I think they deserve extra credit for that, both sides of the audit procedures, because it seemed to have come off as seamless, and yet there was a much higher degree of complexity.
Hear, hear.
So the one comment I had on the internal controls issue, they do not audit or examine internal controls per se, but my understanding is what the auditors do perform is an evaluation of whether there are any indicators of a failure of internal controls. That is, we had no indicia of failure by reason of aberrant transaction, things that went awry financially, suspect transactions, and the like. Is that a fair assessment that none of those indicators were present?
Yes. Yes, I would certainly say so. And as Andy pointed out, they use a risk-based concept, which is somewhat recent based on my own prior experience as an auditor. We would not have made that observation. That is, again, the common way today to go through an audit, looking for areas of risk and then evaluating whether or not there was that risk translated into something that would affect the financial statements.
Right.
But yes.
That's how I interpreted it. Okay. Excellent. Any further comments or questions for John on the audit committee report out? I don't see any, so thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you to the members of the audit committee. You're doing God's work. And you know, the rest of us are happy that you're doing that work on that committee. I can assure you.
A very select group.
Yes, select lucky group.